Hi everyone, how are you doing? If I sound a little like stuffy, it's because I am. I have a little vaporizer on. Ugh. So I hope you all are doing great. Not well. I hope you are doing great. So we are not doing an interview this week. So wah wah. But I have something very, very special. Well, not very special. I shouldn't say it like that. I'm going to talk about a old movie. Not that old, but old enough. And I was like watching it and I was like, ah, we have to talk about it. We have to talk about it, right? Okay. So we are going into the Halloween autumn season, right? If you guys aren't aware, I'm the newsbreaker. We're going into the Halloween season. And I thought, why not? Let's get a jump on some of those Halloween movies. And it just so happens, I watched this movie recently, okay? So I even took notes. Okay, no more goofing around. I am talking about Halloween Resurrection. You got it. If you didn't watch it, that's okay. I'm going to give you spoilers. So let's get started. Halloween Resurrection came out in 2002. It's a horror. It's a slasher movie. This movie was a 3.9 out of 10 on IMDb with a cast of Jamie Lee Curtis, Busta Rhymes, and Tyra Banks. Now, like I do always, I am going to read the synopsis, and then we're going to talk. We are going to talk. And again, if you like have a different opinion, or if you agree, or if you want me to check out something, write me. And it would be great. Okay, let's get started with the synopsis. Okay, here's the synopsis. So the original House of Horrors, the home is just destroyed of the infamous serial killer Michael Myers, has now become the set of a webcam reality show. But when the veteran slasher discovers there's a group of university students that have taken over his old killing grounds, he decides to come back. Okay. All right. That was the synopsis. So, if you didn't see this movie, there's gonna be spoilers. And if you did see it, whatever. This movie, we need to talk. Okay, we need to talk. So I watched the whole movie. Ugh. But I understand what they were trying to do. So this was in 2002. I get the whole thing. I get the idea. Because this was when like reality TV was really becoming popular. And I think that part was really good because you gave a nod to the new genre new way reality. This was on web TV or the webcams. And so people were viewing it that way. Okay, I kind of like that. And only certain university students were picked to go to the Myers house overnight. Okay. So aspects of it, I feel like they were trying to, because as they were filming, right? So you would see it through the cameras as like the webcam. So it would like, you know what I'm talking about. And so you were like, you felt like you were really watching it through the eyes of the webcam. It was okay. I'll give it. Yeah. Okay. Like it was partial, like wanted to be a movie and reality. Okay. I get it. I get what they were doing there. But I'm throwing things out there, and it may not be in order because I wrote this. Okay. I got to turn off this vaporizer. Hold on. Good Lord. That was strong. Okay, so this movie kind of doesn't make sense to me. Now, if it makes sense to you, I appreciate it. And then you can kind of explain it to me a little better then. But why were these college students picked? Why? It just, oh my God. Okay, so there's a couple things. Was this supposed to be a comedy? Hold on. Yeah, hold on. I got to check that out. Hold on. Okay, I don't think it was supposed to be a comedy. So there was, hold on, let me see if I'm at that part. So they're at the house and there was a guy. Obviously he's gotta be young because he's a college student. And he's going, this makes no sense. He opens the jar of spice and he smells it and he goes, it smells fresh. Several problems with that. Why? What does that mean? Why was that any? So wait, hold on. Are you suggesting that Michael Myers was going out and getting fresh herb? What does that mean? What was that line? Why is that stinking here still? Ugh. What does that mean? I don't understand. And what made him go over to the cabinet, open up the jar, and smell it? And I don't understand. What was that supposed to be? Did that mean that he's been there, like, having barbecues? I'm so confused. I'm confused. I'm confused. Here's another question. Okay, so this house is nasty. I mean, you figure it's supposed to be the original house, you know, from the 70s. So nobody's lived there. It's the murder home. Why wasn't it? I'm thinking too much into this, but why wasn't it never torn down? I mean, why wasn't it fixed up and tried to sell? It was never fixed up. It was just like, whatever. I don't know. That and the spices. I mean, he like opened it. He's like, smells fresh. What does that mean? Anybody? Anybody. I'm just, hey. I mean, so now I can't get the image of Michael Myers walking to the grocery store buying seasonings, buying herbs. Ugh. I mean, so he doesn't yell and kills during the Halloween time? I am just confused. I'm confused. Just an odd line. Just an odd. I don't know. I'm going to sit and think about this one. I don't know. I can even read my rating, so you know I was annoyed if I can read my rating. Okay, so there's a four. Okay, so if you didn't know this, I'm telling you. So there's a 4-year span in between the two movies. In between, I will tell you which two. Okay, so there's a 4-year span between Halloween H2O, sorry, and then Halloween Resurrection. So there's a 4-year span. Ah, let's go. So that means obviously Michael was what, living there? He was just chilling? He was unnoticed? He was buying herb? Again, the comment. But I mean, and he was in the home. So was he just like chilling for 4 years? I don't know. I don't know. I'm just so confused. I'm so confused. Okay, so I have a question. So Michael, okay, so this is Halloween. No, wait, no. This is the beginning of the Resurrection. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to read my notes. Bear with me. So Michael Myers ends up at the psychiatric hospital. I don't know why I said it like that. I'm sorry. Where Laurie was put after the movie of H2O where she killed the wrong guy. Are we following now? Here's where I'm confused. How did he find her? How did he know? How did he find her? He was like, wait, am I in the wrong movie? Hold on. Okay, I'm in the right movie. I'm sorry. I was like, meh. Okay. But then, okay, so he finds Lori. Now, follow me. Finds her at the psychiatric hospital. And he finds what room she's in, okay? I'm sorry if I'm shouting. Turn me down. If I'm shouting, I'm hurting your ears. I'm sorry. Okay, so he gets to her door. Now, when the two nurses left her room, you hear, okay, that's the lock. I'm sorry, that's pathetic. But, like, several times, I'm not exaggerating, like several times it took them to lock her door. When they left her room, all you heard was, like, a very long time. I am not kidding. He gets to her door. Okay, you know what? If you didn't see this movie, now you're gonna have to run and watch it. And before I was like, yeah, no, you need to. Because as I'm reading this, that scene was pure madness. He gets to her door. I'm pointing to my door. Sorry, you can't see what I'm doing. Eh. And he starts headbutting. I'm sorry. Did you hear what I just said? He starts headbutting her door.
Hi, I'm Thomas.
I'm Emily.
I'm F. Paul Shepherd.
And together, we host a podcast called Almost Plausible.
Each week on Almost Plausible, we pick a different everyday object and then make up a story centered around that object.
Usually, this is in the form of a movie plot, and we try not to take ourselves too seriously.
So what I'm hearing is none of these ideas are original so far.
I mean, we thought of them ourselves. It's just other people thought of them first.
Hey, it's called Almost Plausible, not Almost Original.
But it is almost original.
It is almost original.
Okay, it's called Almost Plausible, not definitely original.
There you go.
So whether you like writing, movies, or just stories in general, Almost Plausible will make a great addition to your podcast lineup. Subscribe to Almost Plausible for free wherever you listen to podcasts, or visit us at our website, almostplausible.com.
Like folds in. He walks through the door. My question, what is that door made out of? Paper? Are you kidding me? No, I'm serious. He's like, through the door. Unbelievable. I'm telling you. Unbelievable. So then he has to have special powers. There, I said it. I'm going to say it right now. He walked through the door. Like that. Well, I mean, not like that. But he walked through that door. And the door became like, okay, I'm going to tell you something. I thought it was one of those weird dream sequence scenes. Apparently, it wasn't. So, he was able, whatever. We're going to go with that he was able to, the door is so secure. So secure. It's like one of those thick doors, multiple locked. But he was able to walk through. Okay. All right. You know what? Whatever. Let's agree to disagree, because I have more things that I do not understand at all. I mean, so obviously he's got to be like supernatural, because his head was like, what? Like, we're going to put some sound effects in there, because I'm telling you, he was able to walk through it. Whatever. And it falls apart. Wait, hold on. I know I just said all this, but hold on. I have a question. Didn't it make any noise? Where was the staff? Okay, never mind. Sorry. Whatever. That's all I have to say. I'm going to say it again. I'll say it twice, whatever. But at the end of, or no, 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 I'm sorry. At the beginning of this movie, she, meaning Lori, she died. Right, but obviously that didn't take, because we have multiple movies. Okay, so okay. But, so, he's still, oh my God. Wait, now I have another question I didn't write down. Okay, so when he came through the door, okay, so she dies because she fell off the roof. Again, you need to watch it. So my next question is this. Don't they have cameras around that building? I mean, so he was able to, like, hey, what's up? Walk around. He got back to his old home. What in the heck? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So then you have these producers who wanted to do a reality show webcam. So to get the younger people to watch. And I don't know. I don't understand. Maybe it was missing something there, or maybe I was zoning at that point. I don't understand the whole, I don't understand that part. But they chose some of these college students to go. And then this girl was like, she shows up at Busta Rhymes hotel room. I keep sniffling since I put that Vicks on. Sorry. Okay, that's another thing I didn't understand. How did she know where he was staying at? And why did you show up at his room? I don't understand. And then he ends up saying to her, no, you should and give it a shot and blah, 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 blah. And obviously he talked her into it. There we go. Hey, he talked her into it. That's good. Okay. Yes. I think Busta Rhymes was good and he was funny. But I was confused. Is it supposed to be? I'm so confused. I'm so confused. So then, okay, now they're watching from their little area. Him and Tyra Bing. What's going on? Because it's being live streamed with the cameras. Blah, blah, blah. So obviously they didn't believe in this whole Mike Myers story. So he, oh my God, I almost forgot about this. That's why I take notes. You're going to love this, what I have to say. So Busta Rhymes puts on the Michael Myers whole jumpsuit and the mask, all of it. And at first, you being the viewer, think it's Michael Myers walking around because you can't, I think they're both the same height roughly. I don't know. What am I, a scientist? Anyways. But then, oh my God, I almost forgot about this. I'm telling you, when you hear this, you are going to be like, I gotta watch this movie. So anyways, he puts on the Michael Myers little outfit. Whatever. Costume, outfit, whatever. And he's walking around the house. Because he wanted to scare those college kids. You know, just scare them. Shake them up. Whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Instead of it just being boring, because he didn't think, obviously no one thought that Michael Myers was going to be there. Then another man in a Michael Myers costume is walking around. So, obviously, Busta Rhymes thinks that that guy is one of their assistants that put the costume on. And he starts yelling at him. He's like, no one told you to put that on. Blah, 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 blah. I mean, okay, hold on. I'm going to say something. That whole scene was completely, first of all, unnecessary. Second of all, I'm going to say it right now. Holy cow. That scene was way too long. Oh, I'm not kidding. If you haven't watched it, watch it. And then you're going to be like, why? Okay, hold on. Let me finish. So, Busta has enough time to do a whole, what would you call it, a monologue or a speech to the other who he thinks is the assistant in the costume, which it isn't. It's the actual real Michael. He went on so long. Okay, hold on. Since when does Michael Myers allow you to just be like, talk and yell? And, oh my God, he's like, what are you doing here? Go on, get back over there. You aren't supposed to be wearing that costume. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like yelling at him, who he thinks is the assistant, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I already established that with all of you, but it wasn't. You know, we find that out when, you know, Michael just lets him yell at him. It was that way. Hold on. Is that his kryptonite? It's just the whole time? You could have just yelled at him and he would have like retreated? Wait, so you guys didn't have to shoot him? All you had to do was yell at him? Oh my God. So wait. There's more. So as Busta is yelling at him, you know, why are you doing this? Blah, I don't know, whole fight, whatever. You know. He flicks the guy's head like this, like, okay, obviously my sound effects are not good, but he's like, flicks his head like, okay, well, that was a good one. Thought it was an employee that works for them. And he like flicked his head because the guy was just standing there or whatever. I don't know what he did that for, but whatever, he flicked it. Obviously, wasn't after Bussy yells, he flicks his head and Michael turns around and walks away. Turns around and walks away. So he flicks his head and then he turns around and walks away. Okay. So was that the key to the whole thing the whole time? Was, oh my God, first of all, I can't believe that you allowed him to rant and rave, yell at you, flick your head, and you turn around and walk away, never once like murdering him, which I'm not saying to do that. Obviously, it's a horror movie. Obviously, I'm just saying the whole thing did not make sense. And I don't know why my microphone keeps turning on and off, whatever. So obviously the kryptonite is obviously just to yell and flick his head. I don't know that whole, oh my God. Seriously, I just want that explained to me. Anybody? And obviously the main girl who she went to his hotel, and she was like, you know, I don't know if I should do this. And then he talked her into it. Obviously, you know, spoiler alert, she's the one that survived. I don't know. I'm actually confused. I think the idea of it was, I guess, interesting. Because you had like the webcam and you had the different perspective and people were watching it, you know, and they were streaming it. And again, we have to think back. This was 2002. I don't know. I have no idea. Okay, so this is being taped. Okay, well, hold on a second. This isn't right. Okay, so there was some kind of update on my thing and whatever. This is confusing me. Whatever. I'm hoping this is taping. I think it's taping. I don't know. Anyway, so this is, I came back a couple days later. Actually, the first ending of this is missing somewhere because I did retape the ending of this before. I can't find it. So I had to come back and I was thinking, you know, maybe I should redo this. So we're doing this again. Okay. It's only a little bit. I could have actually... Okay, hold on. I put that big little vapor thingy that you plug in. Okay, I'm going to have to unplug it. Hold on. Oh, good God, that was strong. Wow. Okay, I think I'm taping. I don't know. Fingers crossed that we're doing this right. Okay. So, this is the second time I'm trying this. Let's see if this one takes. So, let's talk about the ending, and then I'm done. You guys can go on with your lives. Amen. Okay. So, in the ending, Michael is dead. Like, he is dead. Super dead. I mean, dead. Okay? Well, I mean, we all think he's dead. But he goes to the morgue, and he's all, like, burnt up. And at the very, very, very end, he opens his eyes. His eyes are like, dink, like, dink. They like, focus on the eyes. They make this noise, dink. Yeah, there is no sequel after this. So every, like, all those movies that, you know, their new version or are all after one or two. So these movies are not forgotten about. So there is no. So let's just assume he's still alive and terrorizing everybody. So thank you all for listening, for downloading. If you have any movies, TV shows, anything you want me to check out, books, let me know. I'll check it out and we'll talk about it. So anyways, have a great, great rest of your weekend. Have a great, fantastic week. I will tell you about where I'm heading to when I get back. And I have some fantastic upcoming interviews. Oh, I do. In fact, I'm going to have a Paris, you heard that, a Paris pastry chef. Say that one 5 times fast. I have lots of fun coming up in the next few episodes, next few weeks. So thank you for listening. Ugh, I'm choking. That is really strong. I don't know why I'm sitting so close to it. So anyways, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your night and upcoming week. Bye-bye.
In a world where age is nothing but a number in life and in fandoms, join Kimberly and Sheila as they review movies and TV shows for their podcast, Forever Fangirls.
Tune in bi-weekly as we delve into the good, the bad, the cute, and explore different themes of each show we cover. Or you can listen to my wife do different voices.
Anyway, darlings, Forever Fangirls is available on all major podcasting platforms or on our website, foreverfangirls.com.